started to becoming revealed to us that there were more than anticipated no-bid contracts that had gone out, that we needed to make sure that the processes that were in place to award services, we had to make sure that that was fair and that there were the appropriate checks and balances in place, and that was a larger concern of mine.
Former Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio has agreed to take the CEO spot for 6 months. Dan Cassaday, spokesperson for the Children's Board, said Iorio will start whittling away at a list of complaints released by the Sefner-based company Invictus.
She also will be looking at restoring the confidence and integrity of the Children's Board and, in effect, becoming the face of the Children's Board of Hillsborough County.
Cassaday said the study revealed that many employees felt that leadership lacked integrity and ethics. According to the report, more than 90% of employees said they were frustrated with their job, and 83% of managers reported that executive leadership did not hold employees accountable for poor performance or inappropriate behavior.
As a result, the board decided that this report warranted some changes at the Children's Board, and it became a situation where CEO Luann Panasek decided it would be in the best interest of the Children's Board to resign.
Panasek's annual salary is $171,000, and she'll get roughly that amount as a severance package. According to a press release, her last official day will be October 1st of this year. But Cassaday said starting on August 1st, Panasek's work with the board will be limited.
Dr. Panasek will mainly be available as a consultant to help us with our RFP process, which is the process of how we're refunding our social services programs, and that will be the main thing she will be consulting on.
The Children's Board is funded by a half-mil ad valorem tax. That means homeowners contribute 50 cents per every $1,000 of assessed value on their homes. Voters could decide to kill the funding in 2016 when it'll be on a ballot.
So it's in the best interests of the Children's Board to become known to the public and explain what we're doing with a few dollars a month of the taxpayers' money to provide millions of dollars to help not just what you would think of as charity organizations, but many middle-class families in Hillsborough County as well. So it would be good to have more exposure in general for the Children's Board.
The Children's Board spends about $30 million a year on services and items that benefit children in Hillsborough County. Spokesperson Dan Cassaday said he wants more people to know what benefits they provide, so when it comes time to vote, they know what they're voting for.
We use the money to provide healthy births, improving school readiness for children, and school progress, especially now for making sure children are able to read at grade level by grade 3.
Part of the reason they're choosing Pam Iorio is that she's well-known in Hillsborough, not just as a former Tampa mayor, but also through her work with the University of Tampa and a book she authored about being a good leader. Board member Kevin Beckner said the group hasn't discussed her role together yet, but
my personal feeling is she has been a very strong leader, has a lot of respect in our community. I've had a great working relationship when she was mayor, and I have a lot of faith and confidence that Pam will be able to do a good job in the interim, and to, again, one of the biggest priorities is to provide stability.